Well, I think it just dumbs the whole system down. We're getting a premium for this product through PCAS, and I just think it bastardises the whole system. You know, we've worked for years to get to this standard and get it up and going, to have it as a top shelf article, that I just am very concerned that, you know, that we will end up with a heap of supply that is not underpinned by PCAS and with the integrity and the guarantee that PCAS delivers, bringing the price down back to the producer. So that's what it's all about, is enhancing returns to the producer and supplying a premium product that is unique to our grazing systems in Australia.
Have you heard from other certified producers like yourself that are now concerned that they've kind of gone out on a limb?
It has been flagged with me, yes, that is correct. They are concerned that they've gone those extra yards, and then some of these other brands that are coming out will undermine their product.
What more can be done to protect the brand that you've been able to create around your certification system?
Well, I think there needs to be, you know, truth in labelling. When people claim something, it's got to be backed up by some sort of a system to say, whether it's grass-fed, free-range, you name it, even the word organic. You know, I know the organic guys are having the same problem. So I think that is where industry needs to have a good look and get some of the rigour around some of these terms.
And random audits, in your view, is not rigour?
No, I don't believe so.
Why does it matter what quality assurance scheme is in place if supermarkets are selling more grass-fed beef? Isn't that a good thing for producers?
Oh, it certainly is, but no one would get away with selling grain-fed product that wasn't certified. So we believe that if we're asking a premium above and beyond, we want guarantee certainty in our product, and underpinned by integrity and an annual audit. Each producer every year has to have an audit to guarantee that we're doing everything that the product claims it is.
Well, Coles has also said that its standard adds additional elements that that your assurance standards couldn't deliver on, specifically animal welfare and environmental management. Why weren't these included in the PCAS?
Well, basically, all beef products that are sold are underpinned by the National Standards and Guidelines of Welfare System. And we believe, why is it they singling out PCAS when they don't expect that a higher level from all their other beef products?
What does all this mean to the average consumer, Howard Smith? I mean, the meat is going to be independently graded under the same Meat Standards Australia regime as beef that's certified under your scheme. So in terms of eating quality, there'll be no difference really, will there?
That is correct. But Charlie, if you want confidence that those animals have never been grain assisted and they've claimed to be that they've been naturally raised on grass, that's why under our system that we have an annual audit. Yes, it might be graded MSA, but we want to know that that animal is purely grass-fed product, and that's what the consumer is chasing. They want to know that when they go into the store that they're buying a wholly produced grass-fed product. So, you know, the PCAS producers are going that extra yard, and I just think it's the right way to go. And, you know, if it's good for one, it's good for everyone.
You talk about those extra yards, Howard Smith. There has been some criticism by producers that the PCAS sets the bar too high, that it's too expensive for producers to meet those onerous requirements. Is that something that you could respond to?
Yes, I certainly can. Basically, there's been a significant premium above and beyond the normal grid, particularly when there were depressed prices. With the cost of audits and what the premiums were, the benefits far outweigh any of the impediments.
And you've done the sums?
Yep, and there were significant premiums, anywhere from $250 to $300.
Now, Coles also says in its statements that it's set a new standard in working with industry to support farmers. Isn't this a good news story for cattle producers?
It certainly is, but I still encourage them just to go the extra yard so everyone's on a level playing field.